Blog Talk Radio.
Talk radio program on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest tonight can call in at 347-996-5446. Again, that number is, speak to the host live, 347-996-5446. Call in. Open mic tonight. Our guest can call in at 347-996-5446. Again, that number to speak to the host live is area code 347-996-5446. Call in. Have some interactive talk about martial arts. Show, Ed McGrath School of Ishinru, the Martial Arts Talk Radio program. We get 30 minutes free. Call in. Basically, what you can do is talk about your dojo, your students, workshops, tournaments, seminars. Might as well use the time to list your program. Call in, we're live. Speak to the host. This is the Martial Arts Talk Radio program on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Danny Venna. I'll be the host for the next 30 minutes. Our guests can call in at 347-996-5446. Call in. I'll get you on the switchboard. Just let me have your name. Tell me where you're calling from, and I'll get you right on the program. Call in.
And listen, I've been doing this almost 2 years now. Oh, man. Where's Trey? There's Trey. Trey,
I'm here.
I'm just checking my, make sure all my beads are working. I'm going to leave that play for a few minutes. Hello, Jack.
Our guest can call in at 347-996-5446.
Well, this is going on here.
Live to the host.
Go through the copies. Just work the copies. I got the camera on. If it doesn't capture you, it doesn't. But if it does, it does. Just do the work. The idea is to get the work done. I'm going to try to lower this a little bit so I get a little more of Jacob. See about the distance I'll need. Okay, fellas, you can start your work. I'm going to take 30 minutes of talk time and talk to my audience. Program, everybody. I'm your host, Danny Venna. Welcome to the Martial Arts Talk Radio program. Our guest tonight can call in at 347-996-5446. I'll give you that number again. Our guest can call in at 347-996-5446. Our goal tonight, basically open mic. We don't have any set format for this evening, but you know, each time we build one of these sessions, what we try to do is give some understanding of what we're trying to do, whether it be here in the dojo, as I said in the opening format. Call in, talk about your dojo, talk about your students. If you're running a tournament, give the information, and then we can copy, cut, and paste the link around so you can let people know that this is the date, this is the time, this is the location. It helps you reach the masses through social media. If you have a Facebook account, you can take this link once it's uploaded and spread it around. So call into the program. Again, the number is 347-996-5446. What we're going to do is, real quick, over the last couple of weeks, we've been working very closely with a couple of, I don't want to say new dojos, but new relationships, let me put it that way, would probably be the best way to sum it up. What we're looking to do this summer is put on a, I guess you could say a training camp would be the best way to sum it up. Fujiani Sensei and myself are organizing a curriculum for children to offer, you know, for the children. Then, of course, a beginner, intermediate, and then, of course, the, you know, the black belts. So we're going to have several different training sessions going on. I think we're going to try to do it a Friday and a Saturday. So Friday night and then Saturday all day. And, you know, hopefully if this thing takes off, it'll be something that we can do, whether it's once a year, maybe twice a year, or maybe every quarter, you know, four times a year. And then the other part of it is that we're looking to pal up with one of our root styles anyway. Shuan-Ru is a root style of Ishin-Ru. So there are a lot of similarities whether it's in the kata, whether it's in the application of the kata, the bunkai. So there are a lot of similarities in the two styles anyway, because Shorin Ryu is one of our root systems. Having said that, Fujiani Sensei and I are going to utilize our students to put together a, like I say, probably a two-day seminar of whether you're a beginner, intermediate, advanced, or black belt. And also for the children. There will also be a category for children under, let's say, I got to talk to Sensei about this, but maybe under 12, maybe under 14, you know, 14 and under. So if there are any small kids, like 6, 7, 8 years old, we may have to make a category for them if we have enough of them. You know, your first year, you never know how many people are going to show up anyway. So we're looking to do this maybe sometime in the winter, you know, because it will take us, we're already here almost in April. So by the time we get the curriculum ironed out and get the invitations out there and the responses, it may even spill into next year. But that's okay. That's okay. As long as we get it done, you know, and get the two systems showcased so that you can see the way Shorin Ryu does it, you can see the way Ishin Ryu does it, and then you can see the similarities of the two. And we really want to focus on that. We want to focus on the fact that a lot of our root architecture, a lot of our root jitsu comes right out of the Shorin Ryu curriculum. So it's very, very interesting when you see, for instance, Nihonshi Kata. You know, some of our explanation in Bunkai is very, very similar to what we see on the DVD set when we order that from his website. Oh, and by the way, that's another thing that I have. If you look in our chat room, when I established the chat room that's on this radio program, there's a link that I posted. It's www.srkdi.com. That's Shorin Ryu Karate Do International.com. That's what that stands for. srkdi.com. If you go onto that link, click on it. Once that link loads, you're going to see another area that you can click on to order the DVD set. Any of our practitioners that want to get involved in this demo that we're doing, which obviously we can use as many black belts as possible that are running schools, because once you order the DVD set, you can take a look at the way Sensei Fujiani puts it out and, you know, what their architecture is. And then whether you're a Shorin Ryu practitioner or an Ishin Ryu practitioner, you will see how it fits together. So now, if we can get more and more people to take a look at this and maybe get involved with this, it's another reason why I scheduled this program. Because I want to be able to do three things. I want to be able to build the Google Hangout sessions so we can get more and more people involved in that forum, because in that forum, it doesn't matter where you are on the planet. As long as you can set up the software and get all of the features working, just, you know, such as we have going now, it really then becomes really interactive, because if you put two people on your side, two people on my side, and we go over a technique or we go over a kata, we can actually work together as if we were in the same room, all right? So now getting back to trying to get these things set up takes effort, takes time, takes resources that, you know, when you're trying to get this word out there, there's a lot of copying, cutting and pasting of links to people that you know, so they'll either listen to the radio program or they'll click on the Google Hangout link and watch what you did. What we have been doing over the last couple of, I want to even say weeks now, is we've been building sessions on the Google Hangouts that get captured and stored on the YouTube channel, on my YouTube channel. So now you can look at the date and see what we did, because I usually leave not a detailed description, but I'll say we worked on COD, or we worked on basics, or this or that, you know, whatever we spent most of the time during the lesson doing. Well, now that I look back, I mean, there's like 80 videos listed already on the channel. So, you know, and that's partially due to the fact that we have a morning class and then we have an afternoon class. So that's actually two sessions per day, which has been adding up to about sometimes 4, 5, maybe even 6 hours worth of time that we capture, whether we're doing kata, basics, kicking, kick-punch combinations, whatever we're working on. So looking at that effort, trying to get more and more people involved in the Google Hangouts, calling into the radio program. You know, a lot of times what happens is they want to call, but they're not sure. Or they want to click on the link, and then something happens, and it's not set up right. Nah, well, I guess I'll get to it another time. Oh, look at that. We do have a visitor. Let's see. We have someone calling in from the 330 area code. This is Danny Venna. Who's calling?
We have someone calling in from the 330 area code. This is Danny Venna.
I hear my voice coming back on the – you might have to lower your mic maybe if you're listening to the program on your computer, maybe lower those speakers, and then you would be able to speak directly to me. Who's calling from the 330 area code?
Alice Nagel Wagner.
Wow, you did. You did call in, did you?
Yes, I did. I was a little nervous about it, but I'm here.
Oh, that's great. That's it. Now, listen, We really love to have build a session around something like this is really cool, because now that you have mustered up the nerve to call in and talk to us, the way they do this is really interesting, Alice. First of all, I should just take a moment to say that who you are.
Okay.
Yeah, I should at least allow you to say your name, and since we were just talking about Sensei Nagel, you can, you know, sort of make the correlation as to who you are to Sensei Nagel.
I am Don Nagel's sister, younger sister.
Okay.
I might as well put that in.
That's cool. So, being Don Nagel's younger sister, at the beginning of the program, I was talking to the audience about, you know, how I wound up getting the karate. And since your brother was responsible for being that conduit, that's the best way for me to explain it, because to get a curriculum such as the Ishinru curriculum, you know, from Okinawa to America, that's one undertaking. And then by the time I came along, you know, Sensei Nagel was already back from the Marine Corps probably 15 years already. So
right.
Him being established at that time already. But, you know, one of the comments you made about Sensei Nagel being a street fighter, on one of the
yes,
most,
he like, was.
Yeah,
always in trouble.
Is it? Is that the way it was with him, huh?
Well, with my father, it was. He always defended everybody, and yes, he was a street fighter.
It was very interesting because once they taught him, you know, the curriculum of Ishinru, well, then not only did he enhance his skills as a street fighter, but then became, you know, the showpiece of what a fighter is supposed to be in the Ishinru system. And again, as I said at the top of the program, his peers got together and realized that, you know, he was extraordinarily talented, so that he should represent Ishinru in the United States, be the leader of Ishinru in North America. So when that happened, you know, he wasn't into all of that stuff. He, his, you know, the way he thought about it was, you know, I'll just do my work and, you know, whatever comes of it, comes of it. I don't need to be recognized. I don't need to wave my flag like, you know, I'm the leader or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, he told me that personally. He said that, you know, first of all, he told me, call me Don.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you know what that means, Alice, but when you study karate under somebody, you're not really supposed to call them by their first name. You're supposed to call them sensei.
Oh, well, I never knew that.
Yeah, well, when he told me, call me Don, it was like I had to smack myself in the back of the head to say it because I felt so out of place calling him by his first name that I never did it. I just never said his name. I just started my sentence with whatever words I was saying. Because I could not call him by his first name. I just couldn't. And then if my teacher was there, if Mr. McGrath was there, and he heard me call him Don, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I would get a beating that, you know, you wouldn't do to an animal. So it was very strange. He didn't like that stuff.
Well, that's just the way he was. Honestly, even, you know, growing up, even when he came out of the Marines, he was, if you call him Don, that means you're a good friend.
Yeah.
Well, of course, me, I call him Donald. That's what we call him, his name, Donald.
Well,
but,
I'll tell you a little secret. I'll tell you how I got out of that, because in the McGrath house, the children called him Uncle Don.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I'm learning a lot from you.
Well, when he would come and visit to Long Island, and he would come to Ed and Jean's house,
uh-huh,
whether it was the barbecue or whatever they were getting together for, when the children, Ed's got four kids. I married the eldest daughter, Lisa. So it's Lisa, Edward, Colin, and Aaron. Well, those four kids all called Mr. Nagel Uncle Don. So I got away with it a little bit because I used to call him Uncle Don at certain times. But that was only when we were away from the dojo. I would never address him as Uncle Don in the dojo. You know what I mean? So it was a very fine balance that I had to keep with these guys because my father-in-law is my sensei. He's my father-in-law. He's my friend. So do you call him Ed? Do you call him Sensei or do you call him Mr. McGrath?
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how this all, and then
I think I met your father-in-law maybe three times. I don't think you remember me. But I used to follow my brother around when he first came out of the Marines, and he wouldn't teach me, of course. But I used to love going over to Lincoln Park and watching practice all the time because I really wanted to learn. And I still remember the beginning of all his practicing and his, what do you call it?
Kata?
Yes. And I was quite interested, but he didn't want me to, he wanted me to grow up to be a lady and not to get into karate right away. So, but I loved it. And
yeah,
then I got married, so I really never got into it. But I was going to start for senior citizens. I talked to someone that was into karate and maybe have a class in Ohio of a black belt, because I heard there's an Ishiru karate school in Tamlidge, Ohio. That's about 25 minutes away. And then I broke my ankle, and I stopped that for a while. But when I get back on my feet, I was hoping to see if this gentleman was interested in open, I mean, doing this kind of a class for senior citizens, just for self-defense. I don't want to break a bone again.
No, I understand.
And my brother like always said to, if you have a interest in something, go for it. Just like he wanted to be in police, you know, doing police work. He didn't want to be popular.
I know.
He loved karate, but he also loved being a policeman.
Yes, that I know. I know he took great pride in that, especially when he was elevated to the rank of detective. I know that was a big thing to say.
Some things he didn't like some, I don't know if it was friends or students that opened their own school, he didn't like them promoting people that didn't deserve black belts right away. He was against that. And you were right about uniting all the karate issue, especially to get together.
That was his thing that he asked us. That's what he asked of us.
Mm-hmm. But he was quite interested even back then about, you know, united. Everyone, you know, on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that word again, camaraderie. When he came back from Okinawa and he landed at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, the Marines that he trained in that first dojo here in the United States, because Mr. Nagel gets the credit for being the first Marine back home to open up a dojo and start teaching. And in that dojo was my sensei, Ed McGrath.
Yes.
So that word camaraderie is in the agreement. When Sensei Nagel transitioned, he asked that we build that spirit of camaraderie that existed in that first North Carolina dojo. That's what he asked of us. He didn't ask us to change anything. You do it my way. No. He didn't do any of that, Sensei Nagel. Just wanted us to visit one another, share our experience, and work as, build that brotherhood and sisterhood throughout the ranks. Another thing he asked of me personally was that train the students, try to get the best students you can.
Exactly.
Eventually, they stay, then they become black belts. If they become black belts, then they'll become instructors. And that was his goal. His goal was to try to get quality students that are real good quality students that eventually will stay long enough, go on to become black belts. So,
well, my two other brothers were black belts, and one passed away, and my other brother that my brother Donald thought he would really be great was in a motorcycle accident when he was 18, so that was the end of his karate career. So out of nine of us, there's only four left. But he was, like I said, he was very dedicated. He loved karate. And he loved working with all of you guys.
He did. He would light up like a Christmas tree when he was on the deck doing his thing in his element around his peers. What came out of his mouth, the movements that he made, I mean, I was a young fella. I started in karate when I was a teenager, and to be exposed to that kind of mentality and that thinking, as I grew up, you know, I had to apply those rules to my regular life as well. And,
right.
You know, It helped me tremendously. I cannot put a price on what I learned from those men. So.
Well, I believe that because my grandson, I thought, you know, maybe I am totally wrong, but when my daughter put, she lives in Alabama, and she put him in a karate class, and I said, you know, I think you're too young. I said, I think they are more interested and disciplined when they get a little bit older where they would stay with karate.
Yeah.
And when Donald first came home, he didn't like, really, not that he didn't want women to be in karate, but maybe it was just his sisters he didn't want in karate. He didn't like to teach women at first. So, but later on, I remember him stopping here in Ohio with, I think they had a tournament in Detroit, and I had so many students in, you know, at my house. But it was quite interesting how they respect him with, you know, and I just couldn't believe that, you know. So used to casual talk and everything was master this and master that. So
yeah, and again, I'll reinforce by saying he wasn't into all of that stuff. He really wasn't.
True.
It was more about the he explained it to me like this. I'm nothing more than a conduit. I learned
exactly.
Something from somebody. I came back home. This is what I learned. Get good at it. Practice it. If you got any questions, ask. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And then basically the way you learned was by doing. He made you do it. Let me see it. Let me see what it looks like. Well, I'm not really happy about that foot placement. Or I'm not happy about the way you do that block. Or that's what he was into. He wanted to build the best student body to eventually have the best instructors for Ishinryu. That's what he wanted.
Well, my older sisters think I should just let it go, but I'm so intrigued on all the stories I'm hearing from everyone, how great he was. Not great. Well, yes, the word is great because everyone said he could have been a multimillionaire, but that was not my brother. My brother loved teaching and loved being a policeman and becoming an undercover cop and a U.S. Marshal at the end. But that was him and his karate. Money didn't mean anything.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because the dojo that and it's still in existence today. It's where Dennis Ward teaches. That school, that physical location is where your brother invited the founder over, I guess, in 66. And the founder was in that space. He was actually upstairs in that dojo. And I know that that meant a lot to your brother because he was able to, you know, gather the funds. And back then it was a lot of money to bring somebody here from Okinawa.
Right.
And he did. He organized that trip for the sensei to come and see his American students. And it was something that he wanted to do, and he actually got to you know, do it. So we were very happy to, you know, have that experience. Now, I never met the founder. I wasn't there that day. But my
Well, you're probably
was.
Too young.
I was. I was in 66. I was 7. I was 7 years old at that time, so I didn't know karate then.
I think I met him because I was still there, and I, like I said, I used to always follow my brother until I got married. But still, I wanted to join the police department, and he talked me out of that one too. So. I guess I'll always be a Jersey person and always, you know, I miss him dearly, and everyone should know he was the most down-to-earth person in the world. And when he came to Ohio, he always told my husband if we went out any place, do not say, I into karate because there's always someone out there that wants to fight because I'm not heavy and I don't look like a fighter.
Yeah, what a mistake that would be. But I will close the program by saying
okay, well, like I said, I'm a little nervous about this, so I just hope I didn't mess up your program.
Not at all. It was an honor to have you on the program. But let me close by saying this. I didn't know Sensei Nagel like you know him. He's your brother.
But, well, I think you know more about him than I did because I was, like I said, quite young when he joined the Army. I mean, Marines. Sorry, take that back.
Right.
Thank you, Daniel, for all the information, too. I want you to know that I appreciated everything you write about him, and I read everything. So I want to thank
you. Well, he's our guy, you know, so we love him.
And if I ever
you know.
Stop, I might stop one of these times on the way to Winterville, North Carolina. That's where my daughter is at. So
well,
I would call and let you know if I'm coming.
No, thanks, Al. You're welcome anytime.
Okay, I appreciate that, and thank you for having me on. I was, like I said, I was very nervous, and you calmed me down a little
bit. You did great, Alice. Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. That's Sensei Nagel's sister. She took the time to call into our program and share, you know, some of her experiences with, you know, who we feel that, you know, Sensei Nagel was great. There's no question about it in our eyes. So, you know, other people may say, oh, well, you're biased because, you know, you come from Sensei Nagel's lineage, whatever. And that may be true. We are very proud to be part of his lineage. But more importantly, taking all of that away, when you looked at the quality of this martial artist, there is no question that even his peers got together and said, you know, you be our leader because you are the best. There's no question about it. Sensei Nagel must have also had a little bit of favor with the founder because, as his sister just explained to us, he was down to earth. He was a regular guy, so when he was on the island of Okinawa serving in the Marine Corps, I'm sure the founder saw that in Mr. Nagel. So, again, I'll close the program by saying we love him. Everything we do here is built around his philosophy, his principles, his architecture that he brought home from Okinawa. So thank you very much for calling in, Alice. It was a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll certainly let you know when we're going to be on again. So thanks for calling in. Take care.
Guests can call in at 347-996-5446. Call in and speak live to the host.
this will be our closing song. I will let you know when we schedule the next radio program. I did this one special today because I wanted it to be before the baby. Normally I have to do it at 11 o'clock at night, but I scheduled this program because I wanted to, you know, the boys to be here working out and see this process happen. On the next program,
I want to give them a chance
to talk about their experience during this
program on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest tonight can call in at 347-996-5446. Again, that number is, speak to the host live, 347-996-5446. Call in. Open mic tonight.